John Krakauer went to Missoula, Montana last night to face his critics. Krakauer's written acclaimed nonfiction, including Into Thin Air and Into the Wild. But it's his latest book that has some Montana residents upset. It's called Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. One of the stories Krakauer explores is about a 2010 gang rape by University of Montana football players. Eric Whitney is news director for Montana Public Radio. He was at the Krakauer event last night. He told David Hyde, even though Missoula residents recognize they have had a serious problem with sexual violence, they're also worried about the image of Missoula that Krakauer's book projects.
The case that they're making is that Missoula is a great town for a lot of reasons. And sure, we have sexual assault problems just like everybody else in America, not at a higher rate or lower rate than anywhere else. And people are concerned that the town's reputation is going to be dragged through the mud. They're concerned about enrollment drops at the University of Montana we've seen for the last few years that may or may not be related to these sexual assault issues. So people are just worried that Missoula is going to get a bad reputation for something that it's dealing with and maybe has even dealt with better than a lot of communities.
And how did Krakauer respond to his critics last night?
He said that this book could have been written about just about any place. He said he was researching about almost 30 different places in America, including University of Florida, Oregon State, and Missoula. And it was more or less by chance that he ended up in Missoula. He, you know, his research led him here. He came and met with some sexual assault victims who were brave enough to talk to him. He was able to get good documents, and he just sort of decided, he said, on a whim, that he would write the book here, mostly based on his ability to get good material here.
No one can believe this, but I was pretty surprised that Missoula wasn't happy about the title. Having said that, I think it's a really good title. It's not sensational. It's almost like an academic paper. It says exactly what it is. It's concise. I'm sorry it caused so much turmoil.
How satisfied were Missoulans who were at the event last night with that answer?
People at the forum seem to understand that. I still think there's a lot of people that are upset that Missoula is going to get a bad reputation from the book, but most of the people last night seemed satisfied with his answer.
What about the substance of the criticism some are making that this book is really one-sided? Have you read the book? Is there any truth to that?
I've read the book, and it definitely portrays one point of view, and that point of view, Krakauer says, is one that is not often heard in the media or the public discourse in America, and that's the point of view of the victims of sexual assault. He says that they're frequently not taken seriously, and people just don't understand what they're going through, what they have to go through, and how frustrating it is for them to go through the legal process and not see the people who assaulted them prosecuted.
Based on the people you spoke to last night and the reporting that you've done about the book, what do you think ultimately the impact of this book is going to be?
Ultimately, I think the impact of the book is going to be greater outside of Missoula than within. Missoula has been dealing with these issues for years. We had this Department of Justice investigation. The changes have been made here in law enforcement and at the university that have made real improvements for how victims of sexual assault are treated and the prosecution of sexual assault. I've heard that from many different sources. I think most of the rest of America hasn't dug into these issues as deeply as Missoula has and examined their responses to sexual assault. And I think it's going to open a lot of people's eyes to that issue. And maybe it'll make them wonder how those issues are being dealt with in their town.
Eric Whitney is the news director for Montana Public Radio. He spoke with David Hyde.